Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Tip number 13, Windows Task Manager. Hello, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I'm going to go over in brief what the Windows Task Manager does. This will allow you to look at the various tasks your computer is performing, the various processes that are running, even those in the background, and the various ways in which your computer's memory is being used. So I will only go over in briefly what is located in this dialog. I will not really go into exhaustive detail over what each of the tabs does. So I'm going to go to the desktop.
Desktop, folder view, list view, gold wave, 17 of 29.
And I'm going to enter the Windows Task Manager with Control Shift Escape.
Windows Task Manager dialog, processes page, processes list view.
And it will take you into the tab you were last in, so it remembers your position.
JFW.
At least
JFW,
the tab you were last
processes
in.
Processes tab.
It remembers the tab you were last in and puts you there. So I was in the processes tab last because I had to go in here and kill the Firefox process because for some reason it doesn't want to terminate automatically even if the browser is closed. I've noticed this since Firefox 3. Several updates ago it started doing this for me and for other people that I know. And we're not sure why.
Applications tab.
So let's go over the various tabs in here. We've got applications,
processes tab,
processes,
services tab,
services,
performance tab,
performance,
networking tab,
networking,
users tab,
users, and that's it. So let's go under applications, hit the tab key.
Tasks list view, not selected, gold wave running, 1 of 1.
And I've only got one task, which is gold wave. It's recording this podcast right now. So that's the only task I've got.
Task header bar, 1 of 2. End task button, Alt plus E.
Ooh, I don't want to end the task. I keep hitting the tab key.
Switch to button, Alt, new task, .. button, applications tab.
And you can theoretically start a new program through here too, although I haven't tried to do that. Then let's see.
Processes tab.
Let's move over to processes and hit the tab key.
Processes list view, jfw.xarin0350220.
And it gives you kind of an idea of how much memory this is taking up. And the processes, it will list the executable files of the programs that are running. So, for example, we've got goldwave.exe,
jfw.xarin0220,
taskmanager.mngr.x. Sometimes it keeps on saying the when it's selected.
Process image name header bar, 1 of 5.
Then it
show processes from all users button, Alt plus S.
You can show processes from all users. For example, if there are other users that can log onto this computer,
end process button, Alt plus
E. You can end a process.
Processes tab. Processes list view.
That's about all you can do with that.
Processes tab. Services tab.
Services.
List view. Not selected. Vault SVC credential manager stopped. 1 of 166.
I have no idea what all these are, but it lists various services that are
tab.
Running in the background that Windows that you can tweak in Windows.
Performance tab.
Performance.
Resource monitor .. button. Alt plus R.
You can monitor your system's use of resources like memory and processor usage, etc.
Performance tab.
And I'm not going to go in there and show it to you.
Networking tab.
Networking.
Totals list view. Not selected. Local area connect.
It has lists your networks and who's connected and all this kind of thing.
Users tab.
Users.
Users list view. Users.
And it has all the users that are currently connected to the computer or can log into the computer. Now, I'm on the tabs. Let's see. Do we have a status line here with insert page down in JAWS?
Processes, 64 CPU usage, 21% physical memory, 45%.
Yes, we do. And it provides very valuable information. How many processes are running, how much memory is being used, and how much CPU usage is being used. And that's how you can monitor what's going on with that. So if you notice that JAWS is starting to be a little sluggish, that your programs are starting to be a little slow, sometimes you may need to go in here and disable things that are running. Please do that carefully, however. It's best to kind of have an idea of what processes are bogging it down. If it's anything key like JAWS or Windows Explorer or something like that, if you terminate those processes, you are in a heap of trouble. Let's hit Escape to get out of this.
No window is active.
And we are out.
Lost focus.
And that is a demonstration of an overview of the Windows Task Manager. Getting into it with Control-Shift-Escape and tabbing around to see what's going on is as simple as that. Thank you very much for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.